Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
We got a lot to chat about. There was a Senate hearing on the origins of COVID today. What's amazing about it, though, is on the Dr. Fauci, Santo Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law. The redemption tour, you know, try to pretend like he was never, ever, ever a draconian tyrant who tried to lock us all down and take away freedom. He was just beat up by all you rubes in the red states. And he had nothing to do with it. That is the creation of COVID, the suppression of the lab leak theory, which we all know to be true. And he was the guy that wanted schools open. Bars to stay closed, but schools to be open. That's what he said. That was his big claim. So the course of what today's hearing was about were a bunch of these nerdy scientist guys who had all pushed in the Journal Nature, this idea that COVID had to come from an undercooked bat burger with a side of pangolin fries and a raccoon dog aioli at the Wuhan wet market, which, of course, we all know is complete and utter BS. And everybody's trying to walk it back now. But what they don't want to do is admit that they lied, and they don't want to admit that they were behind this through gain-of-function research, because they want gain-of-function research to continue, because it's a whole money grab. So I'll get into that with you as well today. This doctor in Texas, I mentioned this to you yesterday, he's been criminally charged now. He blew the whistle on these horrific transgender procedures on minors in Texas. And even the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, came out and said, look, this guy did not break the law. The names are redacted. He has a responsibility under Texas law to report child abuse. And that's what was happening at this hospital. But the feds charged him in an effort to silence and intimidate whistleblowers who blow the whistle on these horrific procedures done against children, even after the hospital had said they're going to stop doing them against the kids, but they were still doing them. And this is also another way for the government to try to kowtow to the radical, crazy left that loves these things, loves butchering our children. So we'll get into that as the show progresses today as well. A lot of fallout, as you can imagine, from the idea, the notion that Donald Trump could do so well with the black vote that basically it leaves no pathway for Joe Biden to win. And Trump's coming to Philadelphia on Saturday for a rally at Temple University. If you want to go, you should get tickets at DonaldJTrump.com. I won't be there. I'll be in Cape May on Friday. We have our live show on Friday, and Jimmy Fallon is actually coming down for it. And then we're going to head to his comedy show Saturday night in Red Bank. And I'll tell you how you can get your tickets to join us for that Saturday night, which would be a lot of fun. It's the Everybody Calm Down Tour. We have a lot of great events coming up, actually. Dom's going to be in Wildwood on Friday with Scott Pressler and Mulligan Shore Bar from 12 to 3. And then I'll kick it off live at the Grand at 3 o'clock. And then we'll be there till 7, and then whatever calamity ensues after that. Then Tuesday, we have Jack Carr. So there are some tickets left, not a lot, to see the number one New York Times bestselling author, Navy SEAL, all around just amazing patriot, Jack Carr. For our next Politics and Pints at 1210WPHG.com is where you want to go to get your tickets. All right, do that and get your tickets, and you will be you'll be happy that you went there. You'll shake Jack's hand. He'll sign your book for you. You'll have a great conversation, and we'll have a great night tonight. Harold Ford Jr. is a Democrat. He is on the Five quite a bit, and he's one of he's one of the permanent cast members. He's on there quite a bit. They always keep a seat warm for a Democrat to have an alternative viewpoint. Usually it's Harold Ford Jr. Sometimes it's Marie Harf or somebody. Sometimes it's the other woman, Jessica Tarlov, but I think she might be on maternity leave or something at the moment. But she came out and she said that Ford Jr. came out and said, Democrats, I went back 90% of the black vote. I think it's going to happen again. We will see. The main thing is you can't take voters for granted. Why do you rob banks? That is where the money is. Democrats go to Hollywood because that's where the money is. Republicans, they go down to Mar-a-Lago. Bunch of billionaires around the table, blah, 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 blah. But here's the key takeaway, what he said. He said it can very well be said that if President Biden does not perform well in the June 27th debate, there will be louder voices in the Democrat Party saying maybe we need a different candidate. If he performs well, the same thing could be said on the other side. Probably not likely, but it put Biden in a stronger position than today if he does well. Now, let me explain to you what the psyop is here that we're being sold. So first of all, Biden may do well in the sense that, just like at the State of the Union, they're going to hop him up with some sort of a cocktail containing Red Bull, Adderall, probably some of Hunter's cocaine, whatever's left that the dogs haven't sniffed at the White House, cocaine White House dogs, and he'll perform well in the sense that he won't appear like a corpse. Now, whether or not he's able to actually articulate strong policy positions, whether or not he's actually able to go after Donald Trump in a meaningful way besides just saying, shut up, man, you're going to destroy democracy. Well, that remains to be seen. But in terms of his energy level, they'll give him the same cocktail they gave him at the State of the Union address. In fact, he'll probably be yelling at points and off the charts, and they'll argue that that's a win. They'll say that's a win. Biden was not asleep. Like anything that is Biden's not, if he's not comatose, they'll view that as a win. They'll turn around and go, this guy's got it. He's got it here. Now, the venue, the rules of the debate do not favor Trump in any way. And I'll tell you the reason why. The main reason is no audience. So Trump thrives off a crowd. There are some people that thrive off an audience. I am one of those people, for example. Like if you do come to Cape May on Friday, and you should, I love the feel of a live show. Next Thursday night, we have our Zioli Show Unplugged live in the hub here at the Odyssey World Headquarters. And that's for people that gave incredibly generous contributions to the Travis Manion Foundation. I love a crowd. I thrive off a crowd, which is unique in radio because a lot of people that host radio shows tend to be more introverts. I am not an introvert. I love to be around people. Some people choose this profession because they just want to be able to talk into a microphone and not have to deal with people. It's not why I chose it. But that's a lot of people in radio. But nevertheless, I get in front of a crowd. I like it. I feed off the energy. Trump is the same way. He feeds off energy. That's why he loves doing rallies. It's why if you were to compare, say, a Trump Oval Office address with a Trump press conference where he's freewheeling and mocking the press or one of his rallies, it's a totally different guy because he feeds off that energy. Biden is the opposite. Biden does not feed off the energy well because he gets distracted and he starts yelling at audience members. So you'll have somebody in the audience say something and he'll lose his train of thought, which is not hard to do since that train is on a very, very short, short track, like a Thomas the Train track that Reagan used to play with when she was one. And his attention span goes off the track and then he starts yelling at the person in the crowd and starts fighting with them. So they don't want to give him any distractions, anything that could take away from his already limited attention span. The other thing, too, is that the issue of notes and whether or not Biden is better with notes or without notes. Well, we know that Biden can only survive press conferences with notes. It's all he can do. He needs to have answers in front of him. So that's an advantage to Trump because Trump doesn't need notes. In fact, he's better without them. Trust me on this point. I've tried over the years not to get him to use notes, but I've tried to push back on efforts of people to try to get him to be more scripted. I don't think he works well when he's scripted. And you can almost see the change, too, if you ever watch one of his speeches where he will be reading off the teleprompter and then he just kind of goes off script and starts winging it. And it's like a totally different guy. He's better in that sense. So that's an advantage to him. But what they want, what they're hoping for is that Tuesday, it will be kind of a train wreck from both of their perspectives. And there'll just be a couple of old guys yelling at each other. And then the Biden campaign will view that as a win. Hey, he wasn't comatose and they both sounded like angry, grumpy old men. So that's a win. That's what the Biden campaign's hoping for. But the fact that you've already got people saying if he does not perform well, you may hear people say they need another candidate is one of two things. It's either a way to manage expectations so that the expectations are so low that this is make or break for Biden that anything he just survives the night. He just doesn't wander off stage or just completely go comatose and lose it, become the vegetable that we all know that he is. That's a win so he can stay in the race. Or number two, it's a reality that he's not going to perform the way he should because he can't and he's got to go. But they need to start getting people ready for this by laying down these kind of markers. It's one of two things. Now, as of right now, it's probably much more of the former than the latter. It's much more of the idea of let's lower expectations to such a degree that basically anything where Biden is yelling or energetic or anything that looks like he chugged a Red Bull or had an IV transfusion of one. Take it as a win. Take that as a win. But the problem is you have this other thing hanging out there, and that is you have the Hunter Biden trial in September. So I had an interesting conversation with somebody, a very smart guy, who is convinced that the pardon for Hunter Biden is already written. Now, I agree with that for two reasons. Number one, something could happen to Joe Biden at literally any moment. And the idea is that Hunter's got to be protected because they can't allow the Biden crime family to be exposed. So Hunter will keep his mouth shut, but he's got to get a pardon. Now, that proves my theory that a pardon is absolutely coming, not for the gun crime. That's irrelevant. That charge does not affect President Joe Biden. But a pardon for Hunter Biden is coming. It's on the way. It's just a matter of when. Now, most people would say, and you might be thinking to yourself now, well, Rich, why doesn't Joe Biden just get reelected and then pardon his son? Well, that would work unless they want him out of the race, in which case then it won't work because they're going to use the trial and what comes out in that trial as leverage to make a candidate change at the August convention. Now, you might be saying to yourself, Rich, it's too late in August. Why is it too late? Nobody seems to have an answer to that when I bring this up. Why is it too late? Ballots have not been printed yet. There's no nominee. You can't print a ballot. You don't have a nominee. Democrats don't have a nominee. We don't have a nominee either as a Republican. There are no nominees yet. There are presumptive nominees, and most likely it'll be Donald Trump and Joe Biden. But until the convention formally nominates those people, you don't have a nominee. So why is the August convention too late to make a change? It's actually not. It might be too late after that, because then you might get into a situation where ballots are being printed and you might have ballots being mailed out. But again, I give you the precedent of New Jersey. What happened in 2002 when they swapped out Democrat Senate candidate Robert Torricelli because he was going to lose to Doug Forrester, who was a Republican businessman and former mayor of West Windsor Township. He was winning that race and they swapped out Torricelli after the deadline where you can change candidates. There's something called a committee on vacancies. This does not apply to presidential candidates, but committee on vacancies is established in case something has to, the candidate drops out or has to leave the race, and then the committee selects a replacement. But there's a deadline under statute, depending on the state, for when that can happen. But the Supreme Court of New Jersey, in a unanimous decision, said, we don't care what the law says. The people have to have a Democrat candidate. So that would be precedent, and the United States Supreme Court did not overturn that. So that would be precedent if it were to happen after the convention, because I put nothing past these people. Nothing. They, laws, statutes, they don't care about laws and statutes. Please, stop it. Nothing will stand in their way if they think Joe Biden's going to lose to Donald Trump. You know, if they thought Joe Biden was going to lose to Nikki Haley, who was going to keep the war in Ukraine going and the slush fund, that'd be one thing. They could live with that. But not to Trump. They can't. They can't afford the risk. He'll destroy the deep state. He said this. It's his revenge tour. And the war in Ukraine will come to an end. So knowing that, they have a couple different options. If you were to change the nominee, though, after the convention, remember, you and I don't vote for the president of the United States of America. If there's this video going around, the CNN video of this CNN guy asking all these Trump supporters, do you think Trump's a threat to democracy? And all these people keep turning around and saying, we don't have a democracy. They must be listeners of the show. Or at least if not to my show, then they've listened to the great one, Mark Levin, or perhaps they've heard me fill in for the great one, Mark Levin, because I make this point all the time. We're not a democracy. And thank God we're not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. And they say this in the video over and over again. Of course, CNN spins it as these MAGA people. Not only do they not care about democracy, they don't believe we are one. But we're not. A democracy is where the majority rules. That's not how our country operates. And thank God it's not, by the way. You don't want to live in a country where the majority rules. You don't. Because majorities are subject to passion. And the whole process of having, the whole point of having a constitutional republic, why we have it as a representative republic, is that we need a way to be able to manage the passion of various factions that can overwhelm the country. And the best way to do that is to have a slow process with a representative form of government that operates on behalf of the people, but doesn't allow the majority to always get their say, because passions change and passions often need cooling. As part of that, they created the system of the Electoral College so that the states would choose the president and it would not be subject to just merely the majority of the voters. It was also a very deliberate process, a deliberate creation. So you don't actually vote for president or vice president. You vote for the electors to president and vice president. If you remember back in 2016, it was actually maybe it was 2016. It was December of 2016, thereabouts. And you had a bunch of very arrogant, egotistical celebrities, as if there's another kind, that came out and begged the electors of the Electoral College to please vote for anybody else but Donald Trump. And as usual, what they do is they put out a video and all these snarky celebrities were out there saying, and they repeat themselves over and over again, I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton. I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton. I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton. They say it like three or four times. It's very annoying. Say, but please vote for anyone else but Donald Trump. And then send it to the House of Representatives and let them decide. That's how the process works, where the electors in some states, they're bound. In some states, they're not, depending on the state law. But the electors then vote in December at the Electoral College, which is not actually a physical place, despite the fact that Matt DeSantis wishes he was the mascot. It's not an actual physical college. If it was, I would have flunked out of it, obviously. But you could still make a change after the convention because you're not changing the electors. You're just changing who the electors are going to vote for. So I put nothing past these people. Nothing. As long as the electors don't change, then the ballots don't change because you are still voting theoretically for Joe Biden, even though you're voting for Biden's electors. And those electors then at the Electoral College would vote for whoever the Democrat nominee is at that point, or whoever they're told to vote for. There's a lot of different ways they can skin this cat. But don't make the mistake of thinking that it's too late, or it will be too late in August, or it will be too late in September, for that matter. Put nothing past these people. I tell you that all the time. You always got to think 5, 6, 17 steps ahead. Governor Kathy Hochul of New York is now talking about bringing masks back. Why are we talking about bringing masks back? Yesterday, I told you there was that story about the bird flu. Why are we scaring people about the bird flu? So put nothing past them in terms of what they might try to do to engineer this election through mail-in ballots and then scare everybody into believing that we're on the verge of another pandemic and you got to stay home again. Put nothing past them in terms of if they want to try to change the candidate out at the convention, after the convention, the day before the election. I mean, whatever it takes, they'll do it. The problem for them is that the Hunter Biden criminal case that's going to go to trial in September has a whole lot more about Biden and Rosemont Seneca Partners and all the Biden crime family and China and money laundering in Ukraine. It's not about Hunter Biden and disgusting nudie pics. It's not about Hunter Biden and Weed Slut 420. It's about the big guy getting 10%. Now, that all can either come out in the trial, or they cut a deal where Biden leaves, pardons his son to spare him from having to go through another trial again. They already got a guilty verdict on the gun charge. I'm going to let that stand, but I'm pardoning him on the next stuff because I can't allow him to go through another trial. That then covers for Joe Biden. Joe Biden can then turn to the American people and say, I'm sorry, I got to put my son first, but now I need to leave the race because I know I'd never win since I pardoned my son. And the deal will be, if you do that, this all goes away. If you don't do that, then all this comes out. And a pardon before the election would be political suicide. So they really do have Biden in sort of a checkmate position, assuming that what's on that laptop is, in fact, damaging to Joe Biden. Now, call me crazy, but as I've said to you a few times, I don't believe that they led this nationwide effort to have everybody believe that what's on the laptop is Russian disinformation with the CIA and the NSA and 50 former national intelligence hacks all coming out to work with big tech and corporate media to censor the New York Post story. If it was just about Hunter Biden's nudie pics, if it was just about Hunter Biden as a drug user, then they would have said they would have used that as an opportunity for Joe Biden to talk about his son's redemption, addiction, the disease that it is, and what he'll do as president about it. They would have turned it into a positive, not a negative. But instead, they were so worried about him losing to Trump, not because of Hunter Biden's drug use, not because of Hunter Biden's orgy pics, but because of what's on there related to the business and Joe Biden as the big guy. So that's where they have him over the barrel. Now, if they think Joe Biden can win, well, then they'll shelve all that. The trial will be delayed. And then Joe Biden can pardon Hunter after he wins a second term. They don't think he can win. If they don't think he can win, they will use that as a leverage to get him out. And they'll say to him, it's all going to come out. You know, and if you pardon him before the election, it'll still come out. We'll make sure it comes out. And these are people that will do everything to keep power. And the president is not the power. Certainly not this president, anyway, who's now, by the way, speaking live. And we're not going to take it live. But what he's going to do is announce new amnesty as part of the anniversary of DACA, the deferred amnesty for Dreamers or whatever. So he's announcing this right now, and I'll give you the details, but basically it's going to be amnesty for people who are married to American citizens, and I believe the details are have been in the country for more than 10 years. They're trying to get all this stuff in as much as they can before the election. They're trying to do all this, and it's really not a great general election strategy to do anything like this now, but I don't think this guy's running in a general election. And that's the big story of the day to you today, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. If you're on the fence about getting that dental procedure, call Dr. Mike Veneria, master of dental implants, to schedule your free consultation today. 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. He is the best. Go see him today. All right, we got a big show for you live. We'll give you all the details on Biden's announcement regarding amnesty. And the question, of course, is, what is the strategy going into next week's debate? Great to be with you. Coming right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
How much is Pennsylvania going to be the epicenter of everything? Can be answered in a lot of different ways, but just so you know, the chairman and co-chair of the Republican National Committee, Laura Trump, Michael Whatley, we heard Michael on the show yesterday, Chairman Whatley. You will hear from Laura Trump very soon. They're in Pennsylvania today. They're in our area working for election integrity to protect the vote. Now, I was talking to my buddy Linda Kearns about this because she's heading up the Protect the Vote for Pennsylvania operation to get more poll watchers. People can be on the ground the day of the election and also in the subsequent weeks before, too. You can do your part by going to Protect the Vote and signing up. But the other thing is that Trump's coming to Philly on Saturday for a rally at Temple. So you see everything is coming down once again to our state. And good. I'm glad. We deserve the attention. We really do. We deserve the attention. And the other good news that I think we can all look to is Dave McCormick running for U.S. Senate. Dave McCormick has a strong chance of winning this. First of all, if Trump wins, McCormick wins, and I think it's vice versa, too. I think it's a down ballot election in Pennsylvania. So you vote for Trump, you're voting McCormick. You vote McCormick, you're voting for Trump. I don't see anybody splitting that ticket. So now that means we have the Lester Casey actually speaking. I know, it's crazy. Every 6 years he disappears, and then he comes out, or I should say he disappears for 6 years, and then every 6 years he shows his face like the groundhog, and then he campaigns, and that's how you know we have an election. And then he disappears again for 6 years. Well, he's out there and he has to. He doesn't want to be. He doesn't like to talk. He doesn't like to do anything. And he does nothing and he accomplishes nothing. But he's actually out there fear-mongering again, this time trying to blame corporations for high prices, greedflation. So Casey knows that in Pennsylvania, people are not buying this. I mean, you're not buying this, right? You're not buying this idea that you're paying more for gas because gas stations just figured out they could be greedy. And all the big grocery stores are all colluding against you. And none of them, there's not one who's so smart to undercut all the others by just cutting prices. See, Democrats think we're dumb because they're dumb, especially when it comes to the economy. No, they really are. I mean, they're not bright people when it comes to the economy. The way the economy works is that if there are two people selling a can of soda for the same price and I come over and I can drastically undercut them and it's just as good a product, you're probably going to buy my soda. But in their mind, if they just convince you that the reason why those other two cans of soda is so expensive is because of greed, that they're in on it together, they're colluding to keep prices high. Well, then why? How do you explain the other guy undercutting that person? But there are sometimes in markets you can't. Sometimes in a market you actually can't go any lower because then you can't make money. Democrats also don't understand what it means to make money and employ people. So in their mind, they can get away with this lie because you won't push back on the notion and say, yeah, but if you go any lower in prices, you're not going to make money on this. There's a lot of people in that supply chain before that loaf of bread hits the shelf. They're not going to make money either, and then you're not going to have bread on the shelves. They just assume you're going to fall for that line. Like the CEO of Wegmans is calling the CEO of Kroger's and the CEO of ShopRite, and they're all getting on a secret Dr. Evil phone call and deciding, let's screw everybody. And no one has caught on to this in the grocery industry and figured out they can just undercut prices because these prices don't have to be that high. But of course, this is not a situation where they are purposely trying to just screw you, because if there was, there'd be an opportunity for someone to undercut that. But, you know, that requires an understanding of Basic Economics 101. And I can almost guarantee you they've never read that book. Thomas Sowell, by the way. 855-839-1210. Basic Economics is a must-read book if you've never read it. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. All right, quick break. Congressman Scott Perry is going to join us. I'll get his thoughts on Biden's major announcement on immigration. And also the latest on everything that's happening in Washington as well, and Pennsylvania being at the heart of the election. But my friend and dentist, Dr. Mike Venaria, would love to see you. Dr. Mike is the master of implant dentistry, and I've been telling you about him for years. My entire family goes to Dr. Venaria because the level of care and commitment to dental excellence that Dr. Mike and his staff delivers to every patient is unmatched. He's been delivering results that surpass expectations, and that has made him a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. So, if you've been on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, don't worry about it. Reach out to Dr. Mike Venaria today. You have a choice, a clear choice for you and your family. So give Dr. Venaria a call. I promise you won't be disappointed. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VenariaDental.com. Dr. Mike Venaria, my friend and dentist, VenariaDental.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Congressman Scott Perry, and I'm so happy that he is the newest member of the House Permanent Committee on Intelligence. Congressman, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
It is great to be with you, Rich. And, of course, it's a great honor to serve every day.
Every day. We thank you for your service, too. Where do we begin? Do we start with Biden's announcement that he just made a few moments ago, another pathway to amnesty here, and, again, another end run around Congress?
Yeah, I guess we can start there. I mean, nobody should be surprised. And, of course, this is a political payoff to his constituency on the left and the constituency that the left has hoped to gain by allowing all these people to come to the country illegally, thus supplanting your vote, the rightful citizens of the United States of America, who cannot be bribed by leftist policies and the things that they try and offer you to buy your votes. Quite honestly, I think to a certain extent, some folks at the White House see the writing on the wall, and they hear that a new President Trump would be deporting a lot of people. And so they want to solidify that voting block in America forever before the new president has a chance to ask them to be lawful and return to their country of origin and then come back and lawfully gain citizenship in the United States. They're not interested in the law because they don't believe in the Constitution and the fundamentals of democracy in a democratic republic. They don't believe this are those same fundamentals that you do.
Yeah, and that's the problem. And, you know, and I keep hearing about democracy. I keep hearing them screaming about democracy. And yet we don't even have a legislature anymore that acts on these things. We just have a president who governs by executive fiat on literally every single issue that's out there.
Well, certainly the issues of major importance, they bypass the legislature, especially when they can't get what they want, even though they tell us, right? I mean, President Biden told us for 3.5 years there was nothing he could do on the border. There was absolutely nothing he could do, having on day one terminated everything that President Trump had done. And then, of course, he went ahead and did it and hoped that no one would notice that he was lying for 3.5 years. And now, to placate the people that were angry about those decisions, He's going to try and buy those votes and solidify these people that, you know, by their first act of coming to the country was to break the law. And of course, you, who likely were born here or at least followed the right process, you're not allowed to say anything about it, or you're going to be a bigot and a hater and a million other things that they're going to call you if you even have a comment on it that that is questioning.
Let's talk about some of the national news, the international news that's going on. So I understand, first of all, let's start with this. The Robert Hur audio of the transcript with Joe Biden, the special counsel, Robert Hur, when he was going to tell everybody that Joe Biden normally would be charged, but hey, he's just a forgetful old man, the Uncle Junior defense from The Sopranos. The question is, when the Attorney General of the United States said, I don't have to listen to you, Congress. You don't have oversight over me. I get to decide. I get to do whatever I want. And you guys sent a very clear message to the Attorney General of the United States. Did you not, Congressman Perry?
We absolutely did. Now, obviously, we can't force the Attorney General to, he's come up with a new standard, right? As we grew up, we always heard that ignorance is no defense of violating the law. But apparently, being old and feeble is. That's a new standard. We didn't know that. But, you know, okay, we're informed now. But here's what they can't do. They can't give us their version of the evidence and say you have the evidence. The American people demand to hear the evidence. And as generally criminal court proceedings go, not just any evidence, but the best evidence. What they have done, Rich, is give us their version of the evidence and said, well, that'll have to suffice. That's not how this works. We want the best evidence that's available, which is the tape, so the American people, quite honestly, can hear it with their own lying ears. And of course, they refuse to give us that. The Attorney General has deemed it and determined it classified. Of course, the president himself said it is under executive privilege. Of course, it is neither. It's certainly not classified according to them because they gave us the transcript. So if it is classified, why did they give us the transcript? And oh, by the way, if it's privileged, why did they give us the transcript? I suspect, you suspect, and the American people suspect that there is very damaging audio on that tape, and they don't want to release that prior to the election, and so now they're going to tie this up in the courts until after the election in hopes that no one will know that Joe Biden is fading away from a mental acuity standpoint because no one has noticed that.
Exactly. That's a great point. That's an excellent point. And I would like for everybody to realize that there's a reason why Congress has the impeachment power it does, and that's so that it has the oversight of the executive. And we've already been through this with Richard Nixon when the United States said, hey, turn over the tapes. You don't get to stay away from Congress here if there's an impeachment inquiry going on. And that's literally the situation we have here. And you got the Attorney General turning around and going, no, I'm above all this. I make the rules. I decide here. It's so infuriating to me to think that this guy Garland, because he's so angry he never got his hearing for the Supreme Court, is using this Attorney General's office in such a weaponized way against Republicans and to use his office to protect Biden. And we, the American people, deserve the right to know what happened in the course of this investigation. We have a right to know. This is very important information. And I'd like to know, what are they really trying to hide here? Because those classified documents seem to have been at the same place where Hunter Biden was when Hunter Biden was doing work for Ukraine.
Well, they were at the same place if you considered the Biden home. But what about the ones at the Penn Biden Center where the Chinese were? Where the Chinese were located. What about those? And I would just say this, for any other person that has ever handled classified information, you would likely be rotting in jail right now. No one would remember your name. It wouldn't be a story anywhere. You'd just be long gone. You can't even, as a person who has handled classified information on numerous occasions with a long-standing security clearance, you can't even move that stuff out of the secure, what we call a SCIF, a secure compartmentalized information facility. You can't even move it without courier, what we call courier orders. So you have to be designated and vetted to carry that stuff. And of course, you have to say where you're going, when you're dropping it off. It has to be a chain of custody. It has to be locked up, all that stuff. Here's what it doesn't have to be. In the Penn Biden Center with access to the Chinese, or in your garage next to your classic car with access to your son, who's doing work in Ukraine to make millions of dollars for your family. And anyone else, look, it's classified information. Joe Biden, not President Joe Biden, but Senator Joe Biden and Vice President Joe Biden had absolutely no authority whatsoever to have that information the way he had it, where it was stored in his possession. And that's just the raw fact of it. It's not in any way, shape, or form even close to the same universe that they're charging President Trump with it, because actually President Trump is the ultimate classifier and declassifier, and as such has courier orders, has control. It's all designated to him because he is the ultimate classification authority. And so they're trying to make it be the same thing. It's not the same thing, number one, and it certainly wouldn't be the same thing had you done it. You'd be long put away by now.
Congressman Scott Perry joins me. It's great to have him. He, of course, is a member of the House Intelligence Committee, which is huge to have him on there. I noticed there's some blowback by some of your Democrat colleagues. They were not happy about your appointment there because you're actually going to hold these intelligence agencies accountable to the American people. And I don't know, you know, protect the Constitution, protect our civil liberties, protect the Fourth Amendment.
Absolutely. And you know, this is normal partisan politics. They don't like me. They want to help my opponent in the upcoming election by disparaging me and making baseless claims. I'm used to that. I know I signed up for this job, so you take that. But I would say this to everybody. Sure, I think every American wants our intelligence agencies focused on our enemies, focused on making sure that we're safe and successful, but also focused on the fact that they must remain within the bounds of the Constitution in regard to American citizens and our constitutional rights. And it's not because Scott Perry or Rich Ioli or anybody else says so. It's because the intelligence agencies themselves said so. They violated the law at least 278,000 times by their own admission by searching needlessly and warrantlessly the records of American citizens. So oversight is important and oversight is necessary. And quite honestly, the American people just haven't seen any.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly right. And that's the problem that we've all seen, Congressman. And that's why, you know, the Democrats are so upset whenever we try to hold these agencies accountable or to say, you know, things like, how about a warrant before you spy on American citizens? Because it limits the federal power. It limits the power of the executive. It limits the power of the deep state, quite frankly. We're all supposed to believe the deep state's a giant myth, by the way. I don't know if you've got the memo on that.
Yeah, well, the deep state is not a giant myth. And of course, we've watched it play out in real time right in front of us, whether it was Crossfire Hurricane, you know, Russian collusion. My goodness, even the pandemic vaccine information, or heaven forbid you had a different opinion and you being censored by way of the federal government colluding with the big tech industries and the social media platforms. It is real. It is dangerous. It needs to be reined in. It needs to be put back in control because it is out of control. And the American people are the ones that are suffering for it. And quite honestly, our entire government is, because the American people have lost trust in the information that they get from their government. And why would they? Had they been shown time and time again that the federal government and its representatives, and I'm talking about people like the former CIA director or the former director of the FBI, they have lied directly to the American people and nothing happens to them. The American people just mistrust them and they've caused it.
Congressman Scott Perry, last question I want to ask you about is what happened down in Cuba. We've got the Russia fleet down there, you know, meddling. And the way I look at this is I look at this as Russia, once again, Putin is trying to intimidate the United States of America. And I think Joe Biden has taken us on a reckless path towards World War III. It was interesting to think about some of the analysis of Pennsylvania voters, particularly black voters, black men voters, who were saying that they're not happy with the job Biden is doing. They are torting towards Trump in big numbers. And one of the reasons for that, in addition to the economy, is the fact that they're very, very worried that America is closer now to World War III than it's been in a very, very long time.
Well, that's exactly right. President Biden is projecting weakness all around the world, and America has very serious adversaries, Vladimir Putin being one of them. He's taking advantage of that by bringing us as close to the Cuban Missile Crisis of the 1960s as we've ever been. As you know, these are armed warships right in Cuba, right at dock in Cuba, 100 miles from the United States of America. I guarantee you they wouldn't be doing that under a President Donald Trump. And it doesn't matter what your skin color is. What you want to do is be safe in your community. You want to know that your family doesn't have to worry about, you know, being called up to World War III or being awakened in the middle of the night with some kind of air raid siren. And people, doesn't matter if you live in the city or the country, if you are blue collar or white collar, doesn't matter what your color of your skin is, you understand that, and you make decisions based on that. And what they're looking at is Joe Biden is projecting weakness. Our adversaries are taking advantage of it and making our communities less safe. Nobody wants that.
Congressman Scott Perry, always a pleasure to have you on the show. I appreciate it. Follow him on Twitter, at Rep. Scott Perry. And let's check in with you again very, very soon, because it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Free speech lives here. The Rich Zioli Show. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the Free Odyssey app.
All right. So the question for you is, are you going to join us Tuesday night with Jack Carr, Navy SEAL sniper and the man himself, number one New York Times bestseller, Jack Carr, his new book, Red Sky Morning, Tuesday night, the Zlock Performing Arts Center, Bucks County Community College, 7 p.m. Join us. Just go to 1210wphd.com. There's not a lot of tickets left, so I want you to get them today, okay? If you don't get them today, you're probably going to miss out on this, because it's a week from today, all right? I'll see you there for that. Now, if you've been by Cherry Hill Volvo recently, you may have noticed the dealership renovation. You certainly have noticed the road construction. Once you get past that, you're going to find the dealership is still as comfortable and welcoming as ever, even in trailers. I can tell you firsthand because recently I picked up my new XC60, and it was a great experience. It's amazing. Business is great at Cherry Hill Volvo despite the renovation and the road construction. And right now is a great time to visit Cherry Hill Volvo because on top of amazingly competitive prices, Costco members get an additional $1,000 off. Look, relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo, and they always strive to do what is right. They work hard to match you with the perfect Volvo and always go the extra mile for their customers. They have ample inventory, and they're ready to meet you today. Get the luxury vehicle you deserve, a Volvo from Cherry Hill Volvo. Cherry Hill Volvo is right across the bridge. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team look forward to meeting you. Cherry Hill Volvo is where relationships matter. They prove this every day. And remember, there's only one Volvo dealership that stands with Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. There's only one that is our studio naming sponsor. That's Cherry Hill Volvo. So when you think about giving back to those who stand with us, then stand with them at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, and on the Free Odyssey app.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with MyBlinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Congressman Scott Perry. And I'm so happy that he is the newest member of the House Permanent Committee on Intelligence. Congressman, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
It is great to be with you, Rich. And, of course, it's a great honor to serve every day.
Every day. We thank you for your service, too. Where do we begin? Do we start with Biden's announcement that he just made a few moments ago, another pathway to amnesty here, and, again, another end run around Congress?
Yeah, I guess we can start there. I mean, nobody should be surprised. And, of course, this is a political payoff to his constituency on the left and the constituency that the left has hoped to gain by allowing all these people to come to the country illegally, thus supplanting your vote, the rightful citizens of the United States of America, who cannot be bribed by leftist policies and you know, the things that they try and offer you to buy your votes. You know, quite honestly, I think to a certain extent, some folks at the White House see the writing on the wall, and they hear that a new President Trump would be deporting a lot of people. And so they want to solidify that voting block in America forever before the new president has a chance to ask them to be lawful and return to their country of origin and then come back and lawfully gain citizenship in the United States. They're not interested in the law because they don't believe in the Constitution and the fundamentals of democracy in a democratic republic. They don't believe this are those same fundamentals that you do.
Yeah, and that's the problem. And, you know, and I keep hearing about democracy. I keep hearing them screaming about democracy. And yet we don't even have a legislature anymore that acts on these things. We just have a president who governs by executive fiat on literally every single issue that's out there.
Well, certainly the issues of major importance, they bypass the legislature, especially when they can't get what they want, even though they tell us, right? I mean, President Biden told us for 3.5 years there was nothing he could do on the border. There was absolutely nothing he could do, having on day one terminated everything that President Trump had done. And then, of course, he went ahead and did it and hoped that no one would notice that he was lying for 3.5 years. And now, to placate the people that were angry about those decisions, he's going to try and buy those votes and solidify these people that, you know, by their first act of coming to the country was to break the law. And of course, you, who likely were born here or at least followed the right process, you're not allowed to say anything about it, or you're going to be a bigot and a hater and a million other things that they're going to call you if you even have a comment on it that is questioning.
Let's talk about some of the national news, the international news that's going on. So I understand, first of all, let's start with this. The Robert Hur audio of the transcript of Joe Biden, the special counsel, Robert Hur, when he was going to tell everybody that Joe Biden normally would be charged, but hey, he's just a forgetful old man, the Uncle Junior defense from The Sopranos. The question is, when the Attorney General of the United States said, I don't have to listen to you, Congress. You don't have oversight over me. I get to decide. I get to do whatever I want. And you guys sent a very clear message to the Attorney General of the United States, did you not, Congressman Perry?
We absolutely did. Now, obviously, we can't force the Attorney General he's come up with a new standard, right? As we grew up, we always heard that ignorance is no defense of violating the law. But apparently being old and feeble is. That's a new standard. We didn't know that. But, you know, OK, we're informed now. But here's what they can't do. They can't give us their version of the evidence and say, you have the evidence. The American people demand to hear the evidence. And as generally criminal court proceedings go, not just any evidence, but the best evidence. What they have done, Rich, is give us their version of the evidence and said, well, that'll have to suffice. That's not how this works. We want the best evidence that's available, which is the tape. So the American people, quite honestly, can hear it with their own lying ears. And of course, they refuse to give us that. The Attorney General has deemed it and determined it classified. Of course, the president himself said it is under executive privilege. Of course, it is neither. It's certainly not classified according to them because they gave us the transcript. So if it is classified, why did they give us the transcript? And oh, by the way, if it's privileged, why did they give us the transcript? I suspect, you suspect, and the American people suspect that there is very damaging audio on that tape, and they don't want to release that prior to the election. And so now they're going to tie this up in the courts until after the election in hopes that no one will know that Joe Biden is fading away from a mental acuity standpoint, because no one has noticed that.
Exactly. That's a great point. That's an excellent point. And I would like for everybody to realize that there's a reason why Congress has the impeachment power it does. And that's so that it has the oversight of the executive. And we've already been through this with Richard Nixon when the United States said, hey, turn over the tapes. You don't get to stay away from Congress here if there's an impeachment inquiry going on. And that's literally the situation we have here. And you got the Attorney General turning around and going, no, I'm above all this. I make the rules. I decide here. It's so infuriating to me to think that this guy Garland, because he's so angry he never got his hearing for the Supreme Court, is using this attorney general's office in such a weaponized way against Republicans and to use his office to protect Biden. And we, the American people, deserve the right to know what happened in the course of this investigation. We have a right to know. This is very important information. And I'd like to know, what are they really trying to hide here? Because those classified documents seem to have been at the same place where Hunter Biden was when Hunter Biden was doing work for Ukraine.
Well, they were at the same place if you considered the Biden home. But what about the ones at the Penn Biden Center where the Chinese were? Where the Chinese were located. What about those? And I would just say this, for any other person that has ever handled classified information, you would likely be rotting in jail right now. No one would remember your name. It wouldn't be a story anywhere. You'd just be long gone. You can't even, as a person who has handled classified information on numerous occasions with a long-standing security clearance, you can't even move that stuff out of the secure, what we call a SCIF, a secure compartmentalized information facility. You can't even move it without courier, what we call courier orders. So you have to be designated and vetted to carry that stuff. And of course, you have to say where you're going, when you're dropping it off. It has to be a chain of custody. It has to be locked up, all that stuff. Here's what it doesn't have to be. In the Penn Biden Center with access to the Chinese, or in your garage next to your classic car with access to your son, who's doing work in Ukraine to make millions of dollars for your family. And anyone else, look, it's classified information. Joe Biden, not President Joe Biden, but Senator Joe Biden and Vice President Joe Biden had absolutely no authority whatsoever to have that information the way he had it, where it was stored in his possession. And that's just the raw fact of it. It's not in any way, shape, or form even close to the same universe that they're charging President Trump with it, because actually President Trump is the ultimate classifier and declassifier, and as such has courier orders, has control. It's all designated to him because he is the ultimate classification authority. And so they're trying to make it be the same thing. It's not the same thing, number one, and it certainly wouldn't be the same thing had you done it. You'd be long put away by now.
Congressman Scott Perry joins me. It's great to have him. He, of course, is a member of the House Intelligence Committee, which is huge to have him on there. I noticed there's some blowback by some of your Democrat colleagues. They were not happy about your appointment there because you're actually going to hold these intelligence agencies accountable to the American people. And I don't know, protect the Constitution, protect our civil liberties, protect the Fourth Amendment.
Absolutely. And this is normal partisan politics. They don't like me. They want to help my opponent in the upcoming election by disparaging me and making baseless claims. I'm used to that. I know I signed up for this job, so you take that. But I would say this to everybody. Sure, I think every American wants our intelligence agencies focused on our enemies, focused on making sure that we're safe and successful, but also focused on the fact that they must remain within the bounds of the Constitution in regard to American citizens and our constitutional rights. And it's not because Scott Perry or Rizzioli or anybody else says so. It's because the intelligence agencies themselves said so. They violated the law at least 278,000 times by their own admission by searching needlessly and warrantlessly the records of American citizens. So oversight is important and oversight is necessary. And quite honestly, the American people just haven't seen any.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's the problem that we've all seen, Congressman. And that's why, you know, the Democrats are so upset whenever we try to hold these agencies accountable or to say, you know, things like, how about a warrant before you spy on American citizens? Because it limits the federal power. It limits the power of the executive. It limits the power of the deep state, quite frankly. We're all supposed to believe the deep state's a giant myth, by the way. I don't know if you've got the memo on that.
Yeah, well, the deep state is not a giant myth. And of course, we've watched it play out in real time right in front of us, whether it was Crossfire Hurricane, you know, Russian collusion. My goodness, even the pandemic vaccine information, or heaven forbid you have had a different opinion and you being censored by way of the federal government colluding with the big tech industries and the social media platforms. It is real. It is dangerous. It needs to be reined in. It needs to be put back in control because it is out of control, and the American people are the ones that are suffering for it. And quite honestly, our entire government is, because the American people have lost trust in the information that they get from their government. And why would they? Had they been shown time and time again that the federal government and its representatives, and I'm talking about people like the former CIA director or the former director of the FBI, they have lied directly to the American people, and nothing happens to them. The American people just mistrust them, and they've caused it.
Congressman Scott Perry, last question I want to ask you about is what happened down in Cuba. We've got the Russia fleet down there, you know, meddling. And the way I look at this is I look at this as Russia, once again, Putin is trying to intimidate the United States of America. And I think Joe Biden has taken us on a reckless path towards World War III. It was interesting to think about some of the analysis of Pennsylvania voters, particularly black voters, black men voters, who were saying that they're not happy with the job Biden is doing. They are torting towards Trump in big numbers. And one of the reasons for that, in addition to the economy, is the fact that they're very, very worried that America is closer now to World War III than it's been in a very, very long time.
Well, that's exactly right. President Biden is projecting weakness all around the world, and America has very serious adversaries, Vladimir Putin being one of them. He's taking advantage of that by bringing us as close to the Cuban Missile Crisis of the 1960s as we've ever been. As you know, these are armed warships right in Cuba, right at dock in Cuba, 100 miles from the United States of America. I guarantee you they wouldn't be doing that under a President Donald Trump. And it doesn't matter what your skin color is. What you want to do is be safe in your community. You want to know that your family doesn't have to worry about, you know, being called up to World War III or being awakened in the middle of the night with some kind of air raid siren. And people, doesn't matter if you live in the city or the country, if you are a blue collar or white collar, doesn't matter what your color of your skin is, you understand that and you make decisions based on that. And what they're looking at is Joe Biden is projecting weakness. Our adversaries are taking advantage of it and making our communities less safe. Nobody wants that.
Congressman Scott Perry, always a pleasure to have you on the show. I appreciate it. Follow him on Twitter at Rep Scott Perry. And let's check in with you again very, very soon, because it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Free speech lives here. The Rich Zioli Show. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
All right. So the question for you is, are you going to join us Tuesday night with Jack Carr, Navy SEAL sniper and the man himself, number one New York Times bestseller, Jack Carr, his new book, Red Sky Morning, Tuesday night, the Zlock Performing Arts Center, Bucks County Community College, 7 p.m. Join us. Just go to 1210WPHG.com. There's not a lot of tickets left, so I want you to get them today, okay? If you don't get them today, you're probably going to miss out on this, because it's a week from today. All right? I'll see you there for that. Now, if you've been by Cherry Hill Volvo recently, you may have noticed the dealership renovation. You certainly have noticed the road construction. Once you get past that, you're going to find the dealership is still as comfortable and welcoming as ever, even in trailers. I can tell you firsthand because recently I picked up my new XC60, and it was a great experience. It's amazing. Business is great at Cherry Hill Volvo despite the renovation and the road construction. And right now is a great time to visit Cherry Hill Volvo because on top of amazingly competitive prices, Costco members get an additional $1,000 off. Look, relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo, and they always strive to do what is right. They work hard to match you with the perfect Volvo and always go the extra mile for their customers. They have ample inventory, and they're ready to meet you today. Get the luxury vehicle you deserve, a Volvo from Cherry Hill Volvo. Cherry Hill Volvo is right across the bridge. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team look forward to meeting you. Cherry Hill Volvo is where relationships matter. They prove this every day. And remember, there's only one Volvo dealership that stands with Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. There's only one that is our studio naming sponsor. That's Cherry Hill Volvo. So when you think about giving back to those who stand with us, then stand with them. At Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.